This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Improv comedian Dennis O'Toole thinks he may be one of the chosen ones. That is, he is a man who stands 5'7" tall. O'Toole is a lucky guy. He has room to cross his legs on an airplane, and if that's not enough, the presidential election gives Dennis O'Toole one more reason to feel proud of his height.
Martin Luther King, Frank Sinatra, Bob Dylan, John McCain. What do these men have in common? A few things. They're each talented, American, and 5'7" tall. Have you ever noticed that the greatest Americans are all 5'7"? Just look around. Who's that up in heaven with old blue eyes, cracking jokes and flapping his little angel wings? Why, it's fellow 5'7" rat packer, Joey Bishop. It would be risky business indeed if you said Tom Cruise didn't have all the right moves. To reach the Top Gun, you must be at least 5'7", but not an inch more. Tony Bennett stands a few hairs on the happy side of 5'8", as do Regis Philbin, Martin Sheen, and the aptly named Lil Bow Wow. We 5'7" Americans are an elite, if diminutive, bunch. We see the world at eye level. We aren't so tall that our heads hover in the clouds, but we aren't so short that we need to crane our necks to see the light. Many of us are rough around the edges. Call it a Napoleonic complex if you like, but be advised that it's an advantage. We're just small enough to keep the fire of inferiority alive inside. And that flame, my friend, burns eternal. It keeps us warm no matter how cold it gets. 5'7" Americans stick together. When we pass each other on the street, we nod subtly. When people known in our lexicon as tallers and smallers aren't looking, we exchange complex and arcane handshakes. Every major city has a secret temple exclusively for men of our size. There, we linger in chairs custom-made for our tiny legs, discuss issues facing the slightly small, and dunk mini basketballs on rims specially lowered for the somewhat short physique. This year, one of our own is pursuing the highest office in the land. I speak of a young upstart from Arizona named John McCain. He's got pluck, moxie, and the bad attitude of a guy who sometimes needs a stool for kitchen cabinets. However, some of us 5'7"ers are torn. For example, while I love his stature, I disagree with his policy on, well, almost everything. But I know what to do. I know what my people need. And I intend to march into that booth this November and vote accordingly. Provided, that is, that I can reach the ballot.
It's my fellow 5'7"er improv comedian Dennis O'Toole, who lives in Chicago. He says that he is one of the rare people who does not lie about his height.